take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, April 29th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of breaking news took place on Friday. Great event Friday night in Crawford County. Dan Bonamy, Dorothy Fredericks, so many others within the Crawford County Republican Party put together a great event at Kirtland's Community College in Grayling. Great room, great AV department set up in that room was awesome. Two big screen TVs on both sides of the podium. A bunch of smaller size TVs throughout the room, sound system, overhead built in. It was so cool. All I had to do was go up to the podium, plug in my laptop via an HDMI cable, and I was able to display YouTube videos. I was able to play music for them. We had the wireless mics all tweaked out perfectly with the mixers. Sounds was great. The speakers were great. Packed house, completely sold out. Over 200-some people there. Great food. Dr. David Clements, professor, lawyer, maker of the movie Let My People Go. Great speech. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell was the only U.S. Senate candidate that showed up. She gave a great speech. The two candidates running to primary challenge Jack Bergman, J.D. Wilson, and Josh Saul, they were there. They spoke. It was a great event. Fantastic. Well attended. They raised a ton of money. And Dan, Dorothy, you guys did an awesome, awesome, awesome job. And in my speech at the end, I kind of was the closer to motivate people to get out and ask businesses to put up signs. And if they won't do it because they're afraid they're going to lose customers, well, if you can't put up a sign, then make out a check for $500 to the local county party. Yeah, you're in business. Consider it advertising. We will tell the good Republicans of our county that you donated to us. And they will come and shop at your store. That was my county strong close. Great event, great night. Didn't get out of there until 10 o'clock. It was supposed to be over about 8:30. It was a great event, great speech, great talk. I tell you, man, everybody had a fantastic time. Devin Lawrence, my engineer, put together 100 Patriot songs for me, put it into a Dropbox. I downloaded it, extracted it into my laptop, was able to play music during the breaks, shuffling the files. It was fantastic. Thank you, Devin, for doing that. It was awesome. You did a great job. So we're looking forward to being able to offer this to other Republican county parties. If you know anybody that wants us to come and provide this service, we'll do it. It was a great time. And about 10:15, I left to go to my hotel in Flint. I'm going to tell you about that entire event on Saturday. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number one. Got a text message from Rod Wheeler. Him and his wife Tracy came up from Lake County. Monica Feebing was there. She texted me. Rod says, yes, it was a great evening on Friday. Great event. And it was so great to see and speak with Christina Caramo. Christina was there supporting Dan and the Crawford County Republicans. She came to his event. It was good to see her. Give her a big hug. And Rod, I have to apologize to you and Tracy because I was so laser focused on getting everything set up, getting the banners set up, getting the microphones tweaked, getting the sound system plugged in. The HDMI cable I brought evidently must have broken or got damaged somehow. I had to borrow one from the AV guys. They came with another cord, hooked me up. It was great. I threw that one in the trash. I was kind of a spaz when you saw me out in the parking lot, and I apologize for not talking to you guys because I was so laser focused on what I was trying to do. So I apologize. And I actually didn't even get to spend much time talking to you and Tracy. So great event. David Klemetz gave a great speech and an exercise that he gave me permission to be able to reproduce at future Republican events. I'm going to talk with Dare and Bruce Rendon this week about their upcoming event in Meraki County on May 9th. I'm going to be the keynote speaker for the group, and I'm going to discuss what it is they want me to talk about. And I hope maybe they would feel inclined that they were pretty impressed with David Klemetz's exercise that he did during his speech. I'm not going to talk about it on the radio. I still have some things I want to tweak in my mind on how I'm going to do it maybe slightly better, differently than Professor Klemetz did. But state committee was on Saturday. Now, I couldn't go to state committee. Dan had asked me to be his guest. Why? Because at 10:15 Friday night, after I packed up and got rolling, I had to drive until past midnight to get to my hotel room in Flint because I was teaching the Roberts Rules of Order and the state constitution the next morning, Saturday morning, to Denise and the Patriots that showed up there. I had made the commitment. I was going to do it. So I drove down, and I was speeding the entire way. Yep, officer, I admit it. How fast were you going? 83 miles an hour on I-75 from Grayling all the way to Flint. Even when it stepped down to 70 miles an hour, I was doing 83. Got to the hotel late. Literally took my clothes off and fell in the bed. I was exhausted. The alarm went off. 8 o'clock woke me up, and it was like, oh, man, I could sleep for 2 more hours. But nope. So I went and grabbed some food. I drank a 5-hour energy. And Denise, I did the best I could. That's all I can say. I don't think it was my best class, but a lot of interactions with the folks and the stinking thinking that's going on down in Genesee County with Patriots and Republicans. They feel defeated. The negativeness and the pessimistic attitudes and the feedback I was getting from the class, I just felt they weren't getting it. They didn't see how knowing the rules would empower them in standing up to county commissioners and to city council members and the school boards and all the things that I was trying to teach them, how through Robert's Rules of Order, you can hold meetings accountable. Well, every time we get up to talk, they gavel us down. Well, it was the exercise that Dr. Klemetz taught us on Friday at Crawford County event that Monica Feebing and Roxanne Dufort and other patriots all used at the state committee meeting. While I was teaching the class, they were over in Mount Pleasant at the state committee meeting. And guess what? They were implementing and using the things that Klemetz taught us Friday night. Roxanne was there. Lou was there. Rod Tracy, many others were there on Friday night, went to the state committee on Saturday, and guess what? Using Robert's Rules of Order, they forced Pete Hoekstra to actually have to chair the state committee meeting. He welcomed everybody. He did the prayer. He did the Pledge of Allegiance. And then he was hand off the gavel. He was going to hand off the gavel to Melinda Pago, who's a real pit bull with a gavel in her hand, being able to shout people down, bang them down, gavel them down, and just ram through whatever the heck they want. Melinda Pago is excellent at doing that. Well, I told them to read the bylaws. They read the bylaws. They knew that the bylaws say the chairman shall chair all meetings. The chair shall. It doesn't say the chair may. It doesn't say the chair might. It says the chair shall run the meetings. So they yelled out point of order. Hoekstra's like, yeah, whatever. What do you want? That's the way he was talking to people, according to a few sources that told me what happened at the state committee meeting. Sorry, Melinda can't chair the meeting. You have to, per our bylaws. No, I'm the chair. I can delegate running of the meeting to anybody I want. No, you can't. And when he gaveled them down as being out of order, they held him out of order, and other patriots rushed around this person that had the floor and was giving moral support. It wasn't one person standing up at the microphone by themselves. A bunch of other patriots, like on Friday night, got up and learned how to surround the speaker. We're not backing down. We're not going anywhere. And your sergeant at arms can't remove all 30 of us, or 20 or 15 or 10 or whoever it was. This was an exercise he taught us. I'm going to now teach it, because I asked him point blank after the event when we were talking. I said, Professor Clements, he says, call me Dave. I said, Dave, can I teach what you just taught us at all the future events I go to if I choose? He goes, absolutely. It's called the power of Gideon. Gideon and his 300 warriors. That's what we must become. When we go to these meetings, folks, and they say you have 3 minutes to speak, keep talking. Have others prepared to stand up and surround you, and put the power of the people behind your one speaker that refuses to stand down, refuses to shut up, refuses at the threat of being arrested. I'm not going to stop talking. You are going to hear me. You're going to hear us. We are not going to follow your stupid rule, because it's a rule. And therefore, we're the public. You're going to hear from us instead of hearing from the radicals, these people that stand up and yell and scream at you guys. Well, we're going to stand up and yell at and scream at you from the other side of the political aisle, the other side of the political spectrum. They're crazy left-leaning communist progressive socialists. Well, now you're going to hear from the silent majority, and we're not going to stand down, and we're not going to shut up. That's what they did to Hoekstra on Saturday. I am so proud of these guys. And guess what? They didn't get their way. But throughout the entire meeting, they were yelling out point of order, point of clarification, point of question. They were implementing Robert's Rules of Order at the state committee of the Michigan Republican Party on Saturday in Mount Pleasant. They got there 10. Monica told me they got out of there about 2:15, 2:30. It was a 4.5-hour state committee meeting. But Hoekstra, rumbling and stumbling and bumbling through the meeting because they forced him to chair it. Fine, okay, I'll chair it. Monica said he acted and sounded like Joe Biden, rumbling and stumbling and muttering and just screwing the whole thing up. It was an embarrassment. Well, he's going to be replaced at the winter convention. I can guarantee it. Why? Because you guys are going to file for precinct delegates. We're on to our next deadline. May 7th, coming up, 4 o'clock, you have got to file for precinct delegate. For precinct delegate in your township, city, or village. You have to do it. That's a week from tomorrow. You need to file to be on the ballot for a precinct delegate. It's a one-page affidavit of identity. You're running for precinct delegate as a Republican or Democrat, if you're listening and you want to be part of the Democrat Party. You need to go and do this, people. We need our patriots to get elected precinct delegates and take back these county parties that refuse to get on board with the program. They need to do this, especially in Oakland County. If you know any patriots in Oakland, you need to work with them. Train them. Give them reinforcement. Give them support. Vance Patrick has got to go as chair of the Oakland County Republican Party. There's other county chairs that need to be replaced. We are not stopping. We are not backing down. We are not going anywhere. There's only one place we're going that's going to stop us, and that's heaven. Because we have had it. We've had it with the Democrats. We've had it with the Republicans. We've had it with all of you guys. It's time the patriots come and save the state of Michigan. And I'm going to tell you something else. And I'm putting you guys on constructive notice right now. If you don't want to participate and file for precinct delegate for next Tuesday, seriously, you're probably going to want to stop listening to the show. You're probably going to stop listening to this show. Because we are going into Project Patriot Warrior on May 7th. May 7th is the filing deadline for precinct delegate. Our candidates have already filed. Some have withdrawn, like me. I'm not running for the 104th House seat as a Democrat. I withdrew on Friday before I left for Crawford County's event. I've made headlines. I've got a few reporters that have called me over the weekend. It's history. It's beyond. It's in the past. We're moving forward. Next Tuesday, May 7th, is the deadline to file for precinct delegate. And then it's game on. We have 3 months. The election is August 6th. 9 days of early voting, election day, in-person voting. Some people are still going to vote absentee, whatever. We're going to have poll challengers there at every township, city, and village in our listening area. We're going to make sure the clerk does it right, and we're going to win. Project Patriot Warrior starts a week from tomorrow. Bomb the Out Newsbreak. We'll be right back.